cliffcentral.com.
The idea here, and really I'm still playing with it because I was flooded with a bunch of new ideas yesterday, which is always a good sign. You know, you don't want to start the year doing less. So what I've decided to do, I want the year to be better and bigger. So what I've decided to do is one thing for the week. And it's an easy to follow, practical, useful thing that you're going to start incorporating into your life. And we're going to do it live on the show as a feature for a minute or two, and then we'll put it out as a podcast and a little, you know, written feature once a day with the sound clip, and you could pass it on to other people if you think it works for you. So today I was thinking about one thing that you can do to improve your life and one thing that you might want to start doing, and we'll do one of these every week.
Okay.
This one is, it sounds really simple, but I noticed over the holiday that I was spending a lot of time with my family, which I'm lucky enough, they live nearby. Many people's parents or children live in foreign countries. They live far away from them. Bulelo, your parents, your mom is in Limpopo. So lots of people are not near their parents all the time. And sometimes those relationships aren't always the greatest. People have fights in the family and all the rest of it. So it is the beginning of a brand new year. The whole human race is going through all kinds of shit at the moment. It's not worth having these family feuds. So what I thought was, for the first one for this week, even if it's just one person in the family who you've had an issue with for a long time, pick up the phone or send them an email or whatever your preferred means of communication is. Meet with them if you can and put one of those bad relationships to bed. In other words, and this kind of relates to maybe Mark's email too, is just get rid of one bad relationship. Get rid of one uncomfortable personal feeling that you have that you don't need. You don't need to be carrying, you know, an issue that you had when you were 12 with your cousin because the two of you fought over a toy. Whatever it is, it could be as silly as that. It could be a really big deal, like you've never spoken to your father because he left your mom when you were 4 and you've had an issue with him your whole life, but he's still alive and there are people who don't have their fathers anymore. Maybe it's time for you to just try and reconcile. And even if it doesn't work, you've tried. You've made that effort. So call someone in your family, maybe a relative you haven't spoken to for a long time that you don't have an issue with, but you just haven't spoken for a long time, and just say hi. Just check in on them. Be the bigger person. Say something nice. Make them feel good about themselves. Wish them all the best for 2021. And after that, if it all just goes back to being the way that it was, at least you've tried. So your conscience is clear. And I think this is such a simple thing to be able to do. So pick up the phone, try and meet with them, maybe video call them, whatever's the easiest for you, and just get that one person who's been offside back on. Try. It's the least you can do. And if you've had that experience,
and it doesn't mean you guys have to be friends after this.
No. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. But I do think this would be a really fun thing to do with someone in your family, because it can lead to a lot of positive stuff. You might just save them from a really bad life decision. You never know. And wouldn't you rather be on the good side of that than on the bad?
So this is going to be like a weekly assignment, exercise.
There's going to be something. Some of the times it's going to be something silly. Sometimes it's going to be something really cool. And for today, just call a relative, your parents, someone you haven't spoken to in the family for a long time, and sort out whatever the issue is. And let's put some of those issues.
Brilliant, brilliant. In the holidays, I haven't been surprised or shocked in a while, and I had a call from a cousin who things have been fractious after he saw me on your show on So What Now, and we had a maybe 2 or 3 hour conversation. We haven't spoken since I left. So 18 since I left the UK. So that's a long, long time. That's 16 years we haven't spoken, because he had some, he's always felt a certain way about some of the family attention I got. And he's been kind of holding that in since then. And he called me and said how happy he was for me. And which was, I haven't been shocked in a long, long time, but that phone call to come through. And I had almost dismissed him. And it was just awesome for him to be big enough to do that.
You know, you don't have to have an issue. In Yiddish, they call it verribbles. You don't have to have verribbles with someone in your family. You can make that go away. Usually, it's the dumbest thing, and usually it only is important to the two of you, and anyone else looking at it objectively would think it was ridiculous and childish. Venetia says, I did that during December. I reached out to cousins that I've been estranged from. I grew up with them, and you know that they don't even know my daughter. It's been that long. So you see, that kind of thing. I mean, that would be... You just feel, even if nothing happens and it doesn't change the situation, at least you've tried. Your conscience is clear.
CliffCentral.com